Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Idiot's Marriage, Motherhood. Milk and Mistakes is a comedic memoir by Laura Clary, following her 2019 book Idiot and extending her autobiographical approach to the realities of marriage, parenting, and domestic chaos. The book belongs to the humor and essay memoir category, using a loose collection of personal stories rather than a formal self-help structure. Its purpose is not to provide step-by-step advice, but to turn difficult, embarrassing, and exhausting moments into readable, self-aware comedy. Clary draws on her public persona as a social media comedian, but the book works as a more sustained written version of the same sensibility, candid, irreverent, and intentionally unpolished. The result is a book that focuses on the emotional and practical messiness of adult relationships and family life, while inviting readers to recognize themselves in the absurdities she describes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir built from humor rather than formal advice. The book is structured as a memoir-style essay collection, which matters because its value comes from voice rather than argument. Laura Clary does not attempt to build a conventional parenting manual or relationship guide. Instead, she uses short personal reflections to show how ordinary family experiences can become comedic material. That format creates a different kind of reading experience. The reader is not asked to learn a method, but to follow an emotional pattern of frustration, embarrassment, recovery, and laughter. This matters because many books about motherhood and marriage try to sound authoritative, while this one is deliberately non-authoritative. Its honesty comes from admitting confusion and imperfection rather than resolving them. The humor, therefore, becomes the organizing principle, not decoration. Readers who expect polished lessons may find the structure loose, but readers looking for a candid, voice-driven memoir will likely find that looseness essential to the book's appeal. Secondly, marriage portrayed as shared dysfunction, not idealized partnership. One of the book's central subjects is marriage, but it is presented through the lens of tension, awkwardness, and mutual annoyance rather than romantic idealization. Clary uses domestic conflict as a source of comedy, showing how married life often depends on compromise, miscommunication, and the ability to survive each other's shabbats. The book does not argue that marriage is simple or inherently fulfilling. Instead, it suggests that a realistic marriage includes friction and absurdity. That framing is useful because it avoids the polished, aspirational tone common in many family memoirs. The humor comes from exposing the gap between the fantasy of partnership and the daily reality of living with another person. This approach also gives the book its relatability for married readers. The situations may be exaggerated for comic effect, but the underlying dynamics are familiar. Rather than presenting marriage as a solution to loneliness, the book treats it as a continuing negotiation that can be both exhausting and funny. Thirdly, motherhood as a space for chaos, guilt, and comic self-exposure. Motherhood is one of the book's strongest recurring themes, and Clary handles it by refusing to present herself as a perfect parent. The text leans into exhaustion, bodily mess, and emotional overload, which allows it to capture the reality that parenting often feels less like a stable role than a sequence of crises. That choice gives the book practical credibility, because it reflects the fact that many parents experience shame or inadequacy, but rarely see those feelings described without judgment. Clary's comedy is effective here because it comes from self-exposure. She is willing to make herself the subject of the joke in order to make the experience of parenting feel less isolating. The book's emphasis on imperfection is especially important in the context of motherhood, where cultural pressure often demands competence, patience, and calm. Instead of reinforcing that ideal, the book normalizes messiness and emotional contradiction. Its message is not that parenting becomes easy, but that honesty can make it more survivable. Fourthly, body-centered comedy turns embarrassment into narrative material. A distinct feature of the book is its willingness to dwell on bodily and socially embarrassing material, including the kinds of topics many memoirs only hint at. That approach is not just shock value. It is central to how Clary builds humor and intimacy. By speaking openly about physical discomfort, lactation, recovery, and other awkward realities of family life, she strips away the polished boundaries that often separate public storytelling from private experience. This makes the memoir feel immediate and unguarded. The comedic effect comes from the contrast between the seriousness of lived experience and the ridiculousness of the situations she describes. More importantly, bodily humor functions as a leveling device. It makes the reader feel that no one, not even a public figure, escapes the humiliations of parenting and domestic life. In that sense, the book uses embarrassment as a tool for connection. Instead of hiding the mess, it converts the mess into shared recognition. Lastly, relatability depends on voice, not on universal instruction. The book's appeal depends heavily on Clary's public-facing comedic voice, which has been shaped by years of social media performance. That background matters because the writing reads as conversational, self-aware, and intentionally informal. The book does not try to universalize every experience or claim that all readers will share the same circumstances. Instead, it asks readers to connect through tone and emotional recognition. This is why the book can feel especially effective for people already familiar with Clary's work. Her written memoir extends the persona they may know from video sketches into a longer narrative form. At the same time, this voice-centered method limits the book's audience. Readers who want structured guidance, research-based advice, or broad social analysis may find it too anecdotal. But as a memoir-comedy hybrid, that is also its strength. It succeeds by making private chaos legible through personality, which is a different literary function from instruction. The book stands out because it is built to entertain, reassure, and normalize, rather than to prescribe. In conclusion, Idiot's Marriage, Motherhood, Milk and Mistakes is best suited for readers who enjoy memoirs that use humor to process domestic life rather than to idealize it. Parents, married readers, and fans of Laura Clary's online comedy are the most obvious audience. But the book can also appeal to anyone interested in contemporary humorous autobiography. Its main benefit is emotional recognition. It turns private frustration, embarrassment, and exhaustion into material that feels shared and legible. That can be especially useful for readers who want a break from either perfectionist parenting advice or overly polished celebrity memoirs. What distinguishes this book from many others in the genre is its willingness to remain messy. It does not pretend to deliver a system, a lesson plan, or a polished transformation. Instead, it relies on voice, timing, and candor to make chaos readable. Compared with similar memoir comedy books, it stands out less for argument than for tone. It is built to make ordinary family dysfunction feel survivable through laughter and self-recognition. If you would like to support Laura Clary, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.